I am Pastor Clarence William Page, and I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hear now the word of the Lord, as recorded in Matthew chapter 11. The Gospel according to Matthew chapter 11. The reading begins at verse 20. Matthew chapter 11, beginning reading at verse 20. Then began he to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted unto heaven, shalt be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which have been done in thee had been done in Sidon, in Sodom, let's read once again verse 23. Let's read verse 23. Matthew chapter 11, verse 23. Matthew chapter 11, verse 23. And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted unto heaven, shalt be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which have been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. At that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew chapter 11, verses 20 through 30. Jesus said, learn of him. Jesus said, learn of him. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Jesus said, learn of him. Jesus said, learn of him. I believe that one of the best ways for a person to learn of Jesus, that is, from the perspective of gaining knowledge, is to listen to my ministry, because my ministry is dedicated to presenting the Word of God with simplicity. Nothing deep and complex. And even if I tackle a deep and complex topic, I seek to present it as simple as possible. There are people whose hearts are so hard that they refuse to learn of Jesus. I hope you are not one of those people. There are people whose hearts are so hard, they refuse to give Almighty God the time of day. There are people who have turned so totally against Almighty God that they not only despise the Word of God, but they disdain anyone who brings God's Word. Jesus said, learn of me. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. The theologian would give you very deep perspectives on that word learn. Learn of me. But let me ask you from the simple perspective. To get to know God on the one hand, that is, learn who he is. But on the other hand, to learn from him. You see, let him teach you. Find out who he is on the one hand. But on the other hand, and which is very important, become knowledgeable through him. And particularly, become knowledgeable of Almighty God. You see up here where he talks about all things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. There is revelation in Jesus Christ. He will reveal unto you spiritual things. So not only do you know or get to know about him when you come into him, but you learn from him. Learn of him. This is a wonderful, wonderful call. I wanted to title this sermon with outstretched arms. That was a topic I had in mind, but I decided to be very, very close with the scripture and say, Jesus said, learn of me. One day perhaps we will flesh out that word learn etymologically, and you'll get a better idea of what the learn actually means. But suffice it for the moment to say that with outstretched arms, Jesus Christ says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. When you draw nigh unto Jesus, when you look unto him, when you read his word, when you listen to his word preached, you're in the process of learning of Jesus. When you give the time of day and allow someone who comes in the name of Jesus Christ to present to you the unadulterated word of God, in other words, when you open yourself or allow yourself, even unopened, but allow yourself to be exposed to the gospel of Jesus Christ, you're learning of him. When you walk amongst the saints, you are beginning to learn of him, even if you are not saved. Just to walk with the saints becomes a blessed privilege for you. With outstretched arms, Jesus said, learn of me. With outstretched arms, Jesus said, learn of me. With outstretched arms, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. With outstretched arms, Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. With outstretched arms, Jesus said, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And with outstretched arms, Jesus said, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. With outstretched arms, Jesus said, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. With outstretched arms, Jesus said, learn of me. With outstretched arms, Jesus said, learn of me. With outstretched arms, Jesus said, learn of me. With outstretched arms, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. With outstretched arms, Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. With outstretched arms, Jesus said, for my yoke is easy and my burden is life. With outstretched arms, Jesus said, all. In verse 28 of Matthew chapter 11, the fourth word is all. Come unto me, all. This is to every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, everywhere. Jesus said, all, all. That means every nation, every people, every tongue, every tribe, everybody, everywhere. A-L-L, all. He upbraided the nation, the cities because of their unbelief. And your country, your nation, your city needs to read this. If you were with us in this worship when we began, you and I and those others who were with me when the scripture was initially read in this service, scripture of Matthew chapter 11, beginning reading at verse 20, look at what he said to the cities. And look at this in light of the fact that with outstretched arms, he says, come unto me all. With outstretched arms, he says, come unto me all. But not only now, He had said that then, and they did not come. And so your city, your nation, your people, your tribe, your family, you should consider very seriously and very carefully what Jesus says to these cities. Matthew chapter 11, beginning reading at verse 20. Then began he to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. It is not that people are not repenting now. From the beginning of the ministry of Jesus Christ, there were hard-hearted people who refused to repent. And so Jesus upbraided them, as we just read, and I want you to let this sink into your head. Matthew chapter 11, verse 20, then began he to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. And this was at the beginning of Christianity. Now it has been 2,000 years. If he upbraided them then, and they had not observed his mighty works for more than 3 years, we've had 2,000 years. And for those 2,000 years, his arms have been stretched wide, saying, come unto me, all ye that labor. And even before that, the prophet said, ho, everyone. You see, his arms have been stretched out over the annals of time, but with specificity in Christ, for 2,000 years, people have been called to the Christian church. Within 3 years of his beginning his ministry, within 3 years, he upbraided the cities because they repented not, because they repented not, because they repented not, because they repented not, because they repented not. Matthew chapter 11, verse 20, then began he to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted unto heaven, shalt be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which have been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. My friend, there is, will be a day of judgment. You will be judged. Your city will be judged. Do not take lightly what Jesus said to Chorazin, Bethsaida, what Jesus said to Capernaum. Don't take it lightly. Don't take it lightly. The mighty works of the church have been manifest now 2,000 years. And someone in his or her heart of hearts should hear Christ saying, woe unto thee. And you can put your country's name, your city's name, in that space where he has Chorazin, Bethsaida, Capernaum. Woe unto thee. The church has done mighty works through the power of God. And there are those who are not willing to come unto him. There are those who are laboring and heavy laden and who refuse to come to Jesus and get the rest he has. There are those who refuse to take his yoke upon them and learn of him. There are those who don't care that he is meek and lowly in heart, and that they shall find rest unto their souls. There are those who don't care that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Woe unto thee! Woe unto thee! Woe unto thee, everyone who refuses to come unto Jesus. Everyone who labors and are heavy laden and refuses to come to Jesus and receive his rest. Everyone who refuses to take the Lord's yoke upon him or her and learn of him. Everyone who refuses to believe that Jesus is meek and lowly. Everyone who refuses to believe that he or she shall find rest unto their souls. Everyone who refuses to accept the proclamation of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, that he, Jesus Christ, has a yoke that is easy and his burden is light. Woe unto thee! 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 Jesus said, learn of me. 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 Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Come unto me all, every nation, every people, every tongue, everyone. Come unto Jesus all, every nation, every people, every tongue, everyone. Come unto Jesus all, A-L-L. Every nation, every people, every tongue, everyone. Come unto Jesus, all. Every nation, every people, every tongue, everyone. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. And to the question that someone may be asking, Reverend, how do I come unto him? Just as you are, just saying, Almighty God, Lord Jesus, I have sinned. I have need of thee. Forgive my sins. Save thou me. I have sinned. I have need of thee. Forgive my sins. Save thou me. I have sinned, I have need of thee. Forgive my sins, save thou me. I have sinned, I have need of thee. Forgive my sins, save thou me. I have sinned, I have need of thee. Forgive my sins, save thou me. I have sinned, I have need of thee. Forgive my sins, save thou me. I have sinned, I have need of thee. Forgive my sins, save thou me. I have sinned, I have need of thee. Forgive my sins, save thou me.